Message number 577. Many of you will deny me by accepting these wicked new laws. Thursday, October 11, 2012 at 10:03 a.m. My dearly beloved daughter, the difficulties facing my disciples at this time are twofold. Firstly, they have to witness the lies which are being paraded before them by secular governments, which are being force-fed. These lies in the form of new proposed laws, new ideas and new rules do just one thing. They break the laws of God. They are the laws of tolerance which permit freely the acts of sin to be enshrined in your constitutions and churches. The second torment will be due to the pressures placed upon you for daring to speak the truth, the Word of God. Dare to speak the truth, my daughter, and you will be fiercely challenged. Then you will be accused of being unchristian and lacking in tolerance. You see how Satan works? He deceives those weak souls into believing lies and accepting sin by denouncing it as if it does not exist at all. These people joined at the hip across all nations are increasing pressure in order to destroy my Christian churches and to make sin acceptable. They aim to silence my followers and their ability to openly voice the truth of my holy word. You will suffer because of these abominations. When you do know that I unite myself closely to your hearts, please be strong for my sake. You must pray for these poor deluded souls, for they are pawns in a wicked game plotted by those who honor Satan. Do not be deceived, for just as you think their wickedness disguised as tolerance and love for the rights of others has overcome humanity, the battle will intensify. The hand of my Father will strike with such force that they, the perpetrators, will be swept away. You must never despair and think that this group will overpower my disciples. They will never be able to do this, although it may seem like this at times. Wake up, my sacred servants. You must not allow yourselves to be bullied or sucked into this cunning plan designed to desecrate the Word of God. You must uphold the teachings of me, your Savior, and never deny me. Yet you will be tempted to do so. Many of you will deny me by accepting these wicked new laws. If you do, I will be awaiting, because if you call on me, I will hold you up. With my divine intervention, I will sustain you. Please recite this litany. 3. Defend the Word of God. O dear Jesus, protect us from the lies which offend God. Protect us from Satan and his army. Help us to love you more. Sustain us in our battle. Defend us in our faith. Lead us to your refuge of safety. Help us stand up and defend your holy will. Strengthen our resolve to be your true disciples. Give us courage. Give us confidence. Guide us on the path of truth. Defend us against the enemy. Pour your graces of protection over us. Help us to avoid temptation. Bring us closer to your Sacred Heart. Help us to remain loyal to you at all times. Amen. Go, my army, with calm and peace in the knowledge that I am close to your hearts in these frightening times. When you are lonely, feel lost or abandoned, know this. That is when I will be closest to you. This is when your weakness will turn to great strength, just as your enemies' perceived strength will dwindle into nothing. Your Jesus.